This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday rejected a plea from more than 200 mayors to call the Senate back early to consider new gun legislation. AP Sagar Meghani reports the mayors were urging the senator to lead the Senate back to Capitol Hill to discuss legislation already passed by the House.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And McConnell told a Kentucky radio station he wants Congress to consider legislation to expand federal background checks, but only when lawmakers return in September. President Donald Trump says that the Deputy National Intelligence Director, Sue Gordon, has announced she is retiring. Trump tweeted Thursday that Gordon has announced she'll be leaving her position August 15th. That's the same day that the current director, Dan Coats, is also leaving. Trump said an acting director will be named shortly. Trump praised Gordon for her long and distinguished career, but it was clear she was not going to be nominated for the top job or become acting director. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of immigrant workers have been released one day after being detained in the largest immigration raid in a decade in the United States. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials said 680 mostly Latino workers were arrested at seven Mississippi chicken processing plants in Wednesday's raids. Mike Hurst is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
Now, while we are a nation of immigrants, more than that, we are first and foremost a nation of laws.
Immigration lawyers say that by Thursday morning, about five busloads of people, approximately 300, had been released. Bill Chandler is the executive director of the Mississippi Immigrant Rights Alliance. He spoke to WAPT-TV.
It's all in the name of white supremacy. They don't want people of color. They haven't figured out what to do with African Americans just yet, besides gerrymandering their districts. And now they don't want, they see a future where Latinos and other immigrants will bond together.
An ICE spokesman said about 30 of the workers were released at the food processing plant. Another 270 were released at a military base where they were being held. The way humans use land could be the key to adapting to climate change, or it could spell the demise of planet Earth, according to a landmark climate assessment from the UN. The AP's Rita Foley has details.
It's pretty scary. That's a UN climate change official talking who helped write the report. He says he's losing sleep over this. The report says within our lifetimes, the Earth could see food supplies dwindle, water shortages, and wildfires, just to name a few nightmares. French climate scientist Valerie Masson-Delmotte, who chaired one of the working groups, says we are doing this to ourselves.
The way we produce food and what we eat.
The scientists say we could help save the planet from a warmer future if we eat less meat, change the way we grow food, and stop cutting down as many trees. I'm Rita Foley.
Government meteorologists say that this year's U.S. hurricane season might be busier than initially expected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler tells us why.
Now that the summer's weak El Nino has faded away, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says the hurricane season looks more active than normal as peak hurricane season begins. Forecasters now expect 10 to 17 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 2 to 4 major ones. That's a lot more than the May prediction, which was for a normal season. So far, there have been 2 named storms with 1 hurricane. The season runs through November. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.